Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
The purchase of a building at Buffalo State University is among the initiatives that will be funded in 2025 by the city's new capital budget. Approved yesterday by the Common Council, Council President Brian Bowman says the $110 million spending plan also pays for maintenance and repairs at community centers and other infrastructure.
We're taking everything seriously, but we have to balance that and make difficult decisions. And honestly, we have to balance fixing our roads, fixing our sidewalks, fixing our community centers, and investing in the city of Buffalo and our infrastructure.
The $24 million that would build out Buffalo State's Buckham Hall for Da Vinci High School would be eligible for 97% reimbursement. City Comptroller Barbara Miller-Williams says the capital budget would exceed the city's debt cap. Two assisted living facilities at Weinberg Campus in Amherst are shutting their doors. The labor union 1199 SEIU says the moves are in addition to last month's decision to close the Rosa Copeland Living Center at Weinberg. With the closing of Garden House and Dossburg Manor, union officials say over 300 healthcare workers will lose their jobs, and 150 beds will be taken offline. And the Buffalo Wing Festival will return to Buffalo, downtown Buffalo, in 2025. The 24th annual festival will take place on August 30th and 31st at the event's original home, Salen Field. The festival moved to Highmark Stadium in 2021 when COVID-related restrictions forced the relocation of the Toronto Blue Jays into Salen Field. City of Buffalo's $110 million capital budget is in place for 2025 following Tuesday's approval by the Common Council. The funding will repair and maintain community centers and infrastructure while also transforming a building at Buffalo State University into Da Vinci High School. City Comptroller Barbara Miller-Williams said the plans would exceed the city's debt cap, and mayoral candidate Rashid Wyatt was the only council member to vote against the plan.
We can't continue to have missteps. As I mentioned, the comptroller has told me that we have $25 million that we've already bonded for that's still outstanding that we're paying interest on. That doesn't make sense. This is affecting the taxpayers in the city of Buffalo. We have dollars and interest that we're paying on money that we're not even using.
Proponents say the projects are needed investments, and some, including the purchase of Buckham Hall of Buffalo State, are eligible for reimbursement from state and federal governments. The city is also recruiting lifeguards to keep Buffalo pools open next summer. Acting Mayor Chris Scanlon opened registration yesterday for training and certification. The cost is free to city residents between the ages of 16 and 21, though applicants must provide a $25 deposit. The first course is scheduled for December 21st. There's more information at buffalopal.com. And real estate prices continue to reach eye-catching levels locally. A New York City commercial real estate investment group bought the Buffalo Price Right supermarket on Kenmore Avenue for $2.02 million.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.